Looking over the middle, pressure coming, has to heave it, and it's intercepted. Coming the other way, and going for six is Jamarcus Ingram. A 30-yard interception return for a touchdown. Tua's third pick of the night.
A dominant defense let the offense take a break, especially when Josh Allen was dealing with a hand injury, and the Bills coast 31-10 on Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins. Welcome back, Sports Talk Saturday, segment number two of this first hour on a lovely Saturday day here. And I don't think there's any better ways to keep going with the Bills here than to catch up with one of the more notable faces of Buffalo media here. He's on Buffalo Kickoff Live for your weekends anytime there's a Bills game, including our own Sal Capaccio. But it's Josh Reed, he of Channel 4 Glory, joining us now on the West Her Hotline. Josh, it's been a minute. It's good to talk to you. Thank you for being able to join us this weekend.
Absolutely. Beautiful weekend. Bills already have the win in their pocket. Now it's sit back, relax, and watch what the rest of the league does.
I mean, you guys in particular, especially on the beat, getting to kick back this weekend, not have to worry about doing anything. What are those kinds of weekends like for you guys out there when you know the season is in full chaos, but you get to take that occasional weekend to just sit back, relax with the family?
Yeah, that doesn't happen. So the Bills are off Sunday. Buffalo Kickoff Live, we know no days off. We're actually still doing a show. In fact, we're going to do the show on Sunday, 11 to noon, live out at the new New York Beer Project out there in Orchard Park. So if you're bored and want to hang out and maybe have a frosty cold one and some food, want to chat with all the BKL crew, we're going to be out there hanging out. Like I said, the show's 11 to noon. Or if you prefer to stay at home, turn it on before you settle in and watch all the games around the league.
Especially when, you know, we carry the CBS games, you guys carry them, and it's a perfect little way to lead into it too. So it's perfect. Josh, I'm a fan of being bored and talking to people. Maybe that's not a bad idea. That's kind of the thing.
Come on out. Come on out. We'll be there. Come hang out.
Josh, of course, I'm not here to of course, get going with hanging out with you guys just yet. That's tomorrow's business. I'm here to talk to you, though, about what's been going on the field between the stripes. And this Bills team, I said this on the overtime show, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but this is the positive side of same old Bills to me with this group of double-digit wins, strong contenders, if not almost write them in for the AFC East. With performances like that, it's almost like they're just going to do the same thing that they do. And that, in the regular season, is never a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, Thursday was Sean McDermott's 75th career win. His winning percentage, I don't know exactly off the top of my head. I tweeted it out, but it is top 20 all time amongst NFL coaches and is actually tied with Bill Belichick. So, needless to say, he's won plenty of games in the regular season. And of course, the people who dislike Sean McDermott are going, you know, the guy could win every game this season, lose in the Super Bowl, and, you know, they'd have a problem with Sean McDermott, the head coach. But it is what it is. The guy has done nothing but win since he's taken over the reins. Yeah, I mean, look, I've always felt, this is the way I've always felt about it. I always look at it like you're a PGA golfer and you're heading into a Sunday. The whole goal is to get to Sunday and be on the leaderboard and give yourself a shot on Sunday. Hasn't worked out yet, but the Bills have given themselves a shot. They've been on the leaderboard every postseason. They put themselves in a position to get it done. If you do that enough times, if you knock on the door enough times, the likelihood says you'll eventually get through. They just got to keep after it, and we'll see. Maybe they don't get through, but I don't know. As long as 17's the quarterback, I have a feeling that they're going to be knocking on the door a long time. And quite frankly, as long as Sean McDermott's the head coach, they're going to be right in contention every year.
Josh, of course, you mentioned Allen, as long as they have 17. This is the first time in a while, though, that we've seen a dominant Bills performance where Josh Allen didn't have to go fire god mode, or usual Josh Allen, I guess, is the way to say it. National media will sometimes say, like, the full Josh Allen experience, quote-unquote, but that's few and farther in between, and it's just normal Josh Allen. We haven't had to see a lot of that so far in the first two games. Obviously, that first game, they needed him to carry them, but it was very refreshing to see a dominant performance and Allen not have to do everything in order to acquire a dominant performance.
Yeah, I think there's a lot that goes into that. I think there are a lot of layers to the discussion through 2 weeks. One of them is it's only 2 weeks. The second is I think they realize they've got something with James Cook. You know, he had such an underrated performance last year. I mean, he was really good. I believe, checked this a couple months ago, but I believe he finished in the top five in receiving plus rushing yards. So, I mean, he had a really good year. A couple of good weeks, one and week two. I think that another layer to this is Josh Allen's still getting comfortable with all the weapons, and there's a lot of new ones. He's still trying. They're trying to figure out, I think, how this all works together. And you know what's a great way to be figuring things out? Be 2-0. Be 2-0 and be the team still trying to figure it out. Being 0-2 and trying to figure it out is not the look you want. But they're not. They're 2-0, and I thought this going into the season, and I still firmly believe this. This team will be much better in 2 months than it is right now. That says a lot. They're 2-0, and I believe that they'll be much better in 2 months than they are now. And that's the way you want to trend. You want to trend that way toward the end of the year. And I just think a lot of it has to do with, like I said, all the new faces on offense, you know, now sifting through these huge injuries to the defense. I mean, look, if they can get to December, once again, kind of be on the leaderboard, right, heading into Sunday and get a Matt Milano back and, you know, have Taron back and fully healthy, and if Terrell Bernard can be back and fully healthy by then, suddenly, I mean, like I said, give yourself a shot on Sunday.
And it's a fun thing to think about, too. You mentioning that, you know, they might not even be where they should be, and they're 2-0. There's much worse places to be when you're trying to figure things
out. That's coaching to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, that's coaching. I mean, if you ask 10, 100, however many people you want to ask, what would they say Tyreek Hill is an elite wide receiver, right? I mean, I think they would. I think
you should, yeah.
Right? I think most people believe Tyreek's going to end up with a gold jacket at some point. You know that in the six games, going into this last matchup, Tyreek Hill, since he joined the Miami Dolphins, his average yards per game were 62 against Sean McDermott's defense. 62 yards a game. He had 2 touchdowns in 5 games. That number went down. That number actually went down. Now, Tyreek Hill with the Miami Dolphins has faced Sean McDermott's defenses, Bobby Babbage's defense now, however you want to slice that up, and he averages under 60 yards now per game and has 2 touchdowns in 6 games. That is incredible. That is taking an elite wide receiver and finding a way to shut him down. Look, I get it. I know it's not all X's and O's. The Jimmy's and Joe's got to do it too. But a lot of it is coaching those guys up, coaching that secondary up. They're running around out there. Damar Hamlin and Taylor Rapp. And, you know, going into the game, it was, well, they did that to Tyreek Hill, but they did it with Poyer and Hyde in the secondary. That won't happen again. Well, it did. It did. It did. And that's a lot of scheme, and that is a lot of Sean McDermott. That is a big reason this team is 2-0.
And Josh, Josh Reed of Channel 4 WIVB here in Buffalo on the Westher Hotline. One of the big things that I took away from that game also on Thursday night is I'm sick of not hearing it from other people that the Bills have the best cornerback depth chart in the National Football League.
Agreed. Especially when, you know, if you're adding the nickel spot in there with Taron. I mean, They are really deep. They're really deep. What Rasul Douglas and Christian Benford did to Waddle and Hill was nothing short of impressive. And anymore, it's almost become expected. I think those two guys are the definition. You know, we hear players in the locker room talk about dogs, right? We hear that all the time, right? They just say that soundbite all the time. Those two guys are that definition. Those two guys, you can just tell when Sundays roll around, Thursday in this case, game days roll around, those two guys are the guys you want at cornerback. Because those two guys want to go up against Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. They want it. Like, they don't shy away from that. I mean, it was fun to watch them play against those two elite wide receivers. And, I mean, there was little to no separation. I mean, they blanketed them. And Hamlin and Rapp did a great job, you know, in the back end there. So it was a pretty impressive performance to watch.
It's a fantastic performance. And then, like, later on in the night, I'm starting to think about everything. And I'm like, Kyrie Elam is probably the last corner on their depth chart. And Kyrie Elam has talent. So yeah. To think that he's the bottom of the depth chart at cornerback when you have Cam Lewis making plays from the safety or the slot corner position to fill in for Taron Johnson. Taron Johnson's out injured. Jamarcus Ingram has shown up and started making plays. It's just this wonder. And as you said, coaching. Sean McDermott is a defensive back whisperer, and more of the same has been happening here.
You can go back to Levi Wallace. You know, you name it. I mean, they have had cornerbacks come in and come out, and, you know, guys that were nice pieces, but they coached them up and they became very good cornerbacks. And then, you know, they leave and we really don't hear from them anymore. They're okay. They're serviceable. Sean McDermott and his staff, it's not just Sean, it's Bobby Babich. It goes all the way to from the top to the bottom. They coach these guys up throughout the week so that when an injury does pop up, you bring up Cam Lewis is a great example. Jamarcus Ingram is a great example. These guys, when they get pressed into action, they're ready. Like, they don't flinch. And not only, I think one of the important pieces of that puzzle is Cam Lewis, Jamarcus Ingram. These guys, they have been in that system. These guys aren't new. Cam Lewis, I feel like Cam Lewis has been there for a decade. Right? I mean, it's just a guy who goes out, plays a bunch of different spots. He's very versatile. Is he ever going to make an all-pro team? No. But is he going to be, you know, a liability week in and week out, play in and play out? No. He's going to be solid. He's going to do the job. You know that he's going to at least – look, are there physical limitations? Of course. I mean, otherwise he'd be starting in the league somewhere and he would be an all-pro. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't fit in schematically in what Sean wants to do. So Sean, you know, he knows what Cam Lewis is good at. Maybe they have to dial things back a little bit because it's not Taron Johnson, but let's face it, how many Taron Johnsons are in the NFL? Two? Maybe three? I mean, so when Cam Lewis is on the field, man, maybe you have to dial back a little bit. But it's not like you have to throw away the playbook because they know they have faith in Cam Lewis. They have faith in Jamarcus Ingram. Jamarcus Ingram with two picks and a pick six. Like, what an incredible story. And then it just, you know, the microcosm of the whole idea that there are three UB players on that roster right now is just, that's silly. I mean, what a story. And Ingram, John Fuller over at UB tweeted this out. I thought it was pretty cool that Ingram's the first ever former UB player to have two interceptions in an NFL game. I mean, it's just that Cam Lewis had 10 tackles in a game. You know, it's a fun storyline.
It's a fun storyline, and it ultimately speaks to the degree of the development that they're able to put in the defensive side of the ball that it's measurable. It's not like you could say, oh, it's immeasurable. No, it's very measurable. There are statistics to back it up. So, Josh, I wish I could keep waxing poetic with you on this one. Unfortunately, we've got timeline. But do not be worried. I will definitely be reaching out to talk more ball with you as this season goes on. And let the good people know where you're going to be at tomorrow. Where you're going to be at tomorrow for Bills kickoff.
Yeah, once again, so Buffalo Kickoff Live is going to be 11 to noon over at New York Beer Project. It's the new one out in Orchard Park. I haven't been yet, but I heard it's huge. I heard it's really nice. So I'm looking forward to checking it out. But we're going to be doing the show live from out there. It'll also be on TV like it always is, 11 to 11:30 on CW23 and then 11:30 to noon on Channel 4. Of course, we'll be recapping not only the Thursday night game, but just kind of the first 2 weeks, get some of the storylines that have popped up, talking about the injuries, talking about Josh Allen's performances so far, the incredible job that Sean McDermott and Bobby Babich have done with that defense. Yeah, so there's no shortage of topics. Kind of look around the league, too, at what we've seen early on this season. But hopefully we get some Bills fans out there and we can chat it up and hang out a little bit.
And if anyone could tell from these conversations that I have with Josh, you want to talk ball, Josh can talk ball with you until the sun goes down. He's a great guy.
For real. Too much. My wife would say probably a little too much.
Hey, Josh, I always appreciate you. And like I said, I'll be reaching out as the season continues on.
100%, Derek. Take care. Have a good weekend.
You too, Josh. That's Josh Reed of WIVB Channel 4 here in Buffalo. And as mentioned, Buffalo Kickoff Live tomorrow on not only CW23, but also on Channel 4 WIVB here in Western New York. It's always good to talk to Josh. I love talking to Josh. Man, like I said, he'll talk ball until the sun goes down, and even then some. After the sun goes down. My favorite memory with him was Sports Thunder after the Bills beat the Steelers to clinch a playoff spot in 2019. And Josh is up at 3 o'clock and he's like, hey, you guys are, I love your energy right now. You need a guest? I'm like, we'll take one. 3 a.m.? Get in here. So we talked to Josh Reed at 3 a.m. So it, like, one of my peak memories with him. One of the best guys in Buffalo media and a friend of the program, to be sure. All right. We got a schedule to keep up here, Evan. We got to laugh at something going around in sports, and who knows what direction we'll go in here. There's easy decisions, and then there's hard ones. This one might be an easier one for the booty cheek of the week. Coming up next, as Sports Talk Saturday keeps going right here on WGR.